Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 292. And by this time, if you've been listening to me, you know that we are personalizing Psalm 91 for a reason. It's for a special reason. So what do you do? Let's say Psalm 91, verse 11, 13. What do you say? I tread upon the lion and the adder, or the serpent, or the cobra, and upon the young lion and the dragon, I trample underfoot. Oh, have you been trampling on them? Trample on them. And you know when we say lion, adder, cobra, dragon, we're not talking about the physical. We're not talking about physical scorpions. No. That's not it. I've already told you, snakes, they are somebody's meal. It's part of somebody's menu today. Somebody's eating snake today. Why should I be afraid of somebody's meal? Something that turns into meal on somebody's table. I'm not afraid of snakes. I refuse to fear them. Hallelujah. So, in the previous episode, I was talking about the correlation between obeying and doing these things that I'm teaching you. That is, your attitude towards the word of God, meditation and confessing of the word. Let me tell you, a lot of people have prayed and prayed. And it's not like I'm against prayer. No, listen, you are hearing the prayer warrior. If you talk about somebody who can pray, I have a friend who's called me prayer machine. I know how to pray. Prayer is not a difficult thing for me at all. In fact, when I married my husband, at a point, he prayed, Lord, give me a woman who can pray. Lord, all I want is a woman who can pray. I know that if the woman prays, she wants to be close to you, so she will be obedient to you. And that's how my husband, now when he got me, he said, hey, I am a prayer machine. He said, if God has answered any prayer, then that prayer, God really answered it. So I'm not talking about prayer in a derogatory way. No, not at all. But I'm saying that there is something which is God himself, that is the word. And the word in the beginning, John 1:1, in the beginning, Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So talk about prayer is good, but some people can pray and pray amiss. Some people can pray and pray nonsense. So excuse my language. I'm telling you, some people think that in praying and telling God about my hardship, Lord, God, Lord, look at me. I have failed again, and I always fail, and I'm failing. And they think that is prayer, but that is not prayer. You say, oh, but you're telling God what you feel. That is not prayer, my dear. If you want to really know, please go back into this 5 minutes with the prophetess I've done from Psalm 91 from verse 1. You will hear all these things. I've talked about them already. Okay? So I was saying that in picking the word and confessing the word, like what I'm teaching you to do, personalizing and saying it over and over again. I've told you that you can sit down for 30 minutes and just say, I tread on lions. I tread on lions. I tread 30 minutes. 1 hour of saying, 2 hours. I'm telling you, you will write to me and tell me what is happening in your life. Because as I said, there is a correlation between food and your size. And there is a correlation between the word of God and the spiritual growth of a man. How the person is spiritually, how the person is connected with God, his sensitivity to the Spirit of God, his movement in ministry, what he's doing in ministry, there is a big correlation. My dear, I cannot lie to you. There is a big correlation. But I've also seen people who prayed, whose shoe is one pair of shoe, trouser is withered, a coat has seen many years, their lives are the way. It's because prayer is not a magic wand. It is not. It is praying according to the word that makes the difference. And the prayer of faith, James says. Is somebody sick? The prayer of faith. It's not just prayer. Prayer of faith. Where is the faith coming from? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is Hebrews 11:1.
the evidence of things not seen. So faith, then it says verse 2, by faith the men of old obtained a good report. How did they do that? Verse 3, they framed their world by the word of God. That word framed there means arranged. They fixed their world, mented their world by the word of God. You comment 2021. 2020 didn't go well. Then please join me in 2021. Listen to this message. 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. No, look. 5 minutes out of how many hours in a day? Out of how many hours in a day? You have 24 hours in a day. You're using 5 minutes to listen. And I've told you, don't just listen and put it. You listen in the morning. Listen in the afternoon. Listen in the evening. Just like how you take medicine. You will see that your life will just leap like that. Because of what? The impact of the word of God. The word makes all the difference. You are treading on lions and serpents. Bye.